the thresholds have to be changed. It's far too low. And if you look at the crisis within housing at the moment, and especially over this last 6 months, the crisis that has emerged, and yet silence from the government and the cost of building and building material has absolutely skyrocketed to a point where it's unaffordable for anybody with a decent income to even consider looking to build a house, even if they had their own land. The crisis in housing right across the whole state has been ignored. We've looked to the private market, or the government has looked to the private market to meet that, and that's basically based on looking after their own, the whole capitalist classes, where you have massive multinational companies, voucher funds, coming in here buying blocks and blocks of property, and has done nothing but increase the crisis within and housing, and the failure of the government to actually build homes for people of all income, as an absolutely disgrace, but yet in a clear policy which the vast majority of governments, both Fianna Fáil, Labour, Fine Gael, Greens and others, fully support.
This review is now taking place. Important, I'm sure, from your point of view, that as well as listening to developers and as well as listening to those in business, the government also listens to you. The government listens to your constituents. The government listens to those people who are trying to get onto the housing lists.
Well, first and foremost, what I would say is I wouldn't be that bothered about listening to developers, because developers, majority of them are about their own self-interest. What the government needs to do is listen to the people who will be going into these houses, listen to the ordinary working class people, and actually listen to the point where they'll actually put action in place, and not the business classes, where, with respect to them, their interest is profit, nothing else.